Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor Ram Goldar and today Mezekas Makos Daf Tez Zayin, the third parak El Hanalokin. The Zichu Mezekas program has been generously sponsored by Milestone Education as a schus for Hachzakas HaTorah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara says that if one swears that he'll eat a particular loaf today, if he eats a different one tomorrow, and he violates a Shavua, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish agree he does not receive Malkus, albeit for different reasons. Rav Yochanan explains that it's a lav she'en bo maisa, a prohibition without an action, since it is the absence of eating which violates his shvua, which does not incur Malkus. Reish Lakish explains that it's hasra safek, an uncertain warning which he does not consider hasra, since he may yet eat the loaf later in the day, long after the hasra. Both opinions are derived from Rabbi Yehuda, who taught that the Torah commanded to burn Nosar to avoid Malkus for leaving it overnight, indicating that without the Aseh, he would have received Malkus. Since the warning not to leave over the carbon is at most Hasra Safek and the violation is passive, it proves both that Hasra Safek is a valid Hasra and that a Lav She'en Bo Maisa incurs Malkus. The Gemara proceeds to explain that each more relied on another statement of Rabbi Yehuda, where he contradicts one of these opinions regarding Hasra Safek and a Lav She'en Bo Maisa, respectively. Point number two, a Mishnah states, Hanoto Eim O Habanim, if one takes a mother bird while she is on her young, violating the Lav against doing so, Rabbi Yehuda says he receives Malkus and does not need to send her away. He interprets the Aseh to send her away before violating the Lav. The Chachamim say, Mishaleach v'ein Eloka, he must send her away and does not receive Malkus because the Aseh rectifies his violation. They interpret the Aseh as following the Lav. They add that this is the rule for every Lav Hanita Kol Aseh. However, Rabbi Yochanan says that there's only one more Lav Hanita Kol Aseh where one can practically receive Malkus because he holds Bitul V'lo Bitul, meaning one only receives Malkus for a Lav Hanita Kol Aseh if he nullifies the possibility to fulfill the Aseh, such as the case mentioned, by killing the mother bird. After considering several cases, the Gemara ultimately concludes that the other case which can incur Malkus is one who harvested his entire crop without eating Peah, and he nullified the Aseh by grinding it into flour or by eating it. And point number three, Rav Yehuda says that one who eats a cabbage worm receives Malkus for eating Sheretz HaShoretz HaHaaretz, a creeping thing which creeps on the ground. Abai says one who ate a putisa, a small water creature, receives four sets of malkus, the two general prohibitions against eating shratzim plus the two specific to water shratzim. Eating an ant incurs five sets, two for the general prohibitions and three more for the land sheretz prohibitions. Eating a hornet incurs six sets because of the additional prohibition of sheretz ha'op, a creeping thing which flies. Even if they are smaller than a kazayis, one who swallows an entire creature whole is still liable. Ravashi says, Hamash is nakova, one who holds back his bodily needs to relieve himself, transgresses lo tishaksu, you shall not make yourselves abominable. Rabbi Barabai says that one who drinks anything from a bloodletter's tube violates lo tishaksu. Rabbi Barhuna said that if one mashed nine ants and added one live ant, completing a kazayis and ate it, he receives six sets of malkus, the five mentioned before, and a sixth for a kazayis of nevela. This can require fewer ants if they are of a larger size. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara says that if one swears that he'll eat a particular loaf today, if he eats a different one tomorrow, and he violates his Shavua, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish agree he does not receive Malkus, albeit for different reasons. Rabbi Yochanan explains that it's a Lav She'en Bo Maisa, a prohibition without an action, since it is the absence of eating which violates his Shavua, which does not incur Malkus. Reish Lakish explains that it's Hasra Safek, an uncertain warning which he does not consider Hasra, since he may yet eat the loaf later in the day, long after the Hasra. Both opinions are derived from Rabbi Yehuda, who taught that the Torah commanded to burn Nosar to avoid Malkus for leaving it overnight, indicating that without the Aseh, he would have received Malkus. Since the warning not to leave over the carbon is at most Hasra Safek and the violation is passive, it proves both that Hasra Safek is a valid Hasra and that a Lav She'en Bo Maisa incurs Malkus. The Gemara proceeds to explain that each more relied on another statement of Rabbi Yehuda, where he contradicts one of these opinions regarding Hasra Safek and a Lav She'en Bo Maisa, respectively. Point number two, a Mishnah states, Hanoto Eim O Habanim, if one takes a mother bird while she is on her young, violating the Lav against doing so, Rabbi Yehuda says he receives Malkus and does not need to send her away. He interprets the Aseh to send her away before violating the Lav. The Chachamim say, Mishaleach v'ein Eloka, he must send her away and does not receive Malkus because the Aseh rectifies his violation. They interpret the Aseh as following the Lav. They add that this is the rule for every Lav Hanita Kol Aseh. However, Rabbi Yochanan says that there's only one more lav hanitak la'asi where one can practically receive malchus, because he holds bitul v'lo bitul, meaning one only receives malchus for a lav hanitak la'asi if he nullifies the possibility to fulfill the asi, such as the case mentioned, by killing the mother bird. After considering several cases, the Gemara ultimately concludes that the other case which can incur malchus is one who harvested his entire crop without leaving peah, and he nullified the asi by grinding it into flour or by eating it. And point number three, Rav Yehuda says that one who eats a cabbage worm receives malchus for eating sheretz hashoretz al haaretz, a creeping thing which creeps on the ground. Abai says one who ate a putisa, a small water creature, receives four sets of malchus, the two general prohibitions against eating shratzim plus the two specific to water shratzim. Eating an ant incurs five sets, two for the general prohibitions and three more for the land sheretz prohibitions. Eating a hornet incurs six sets because of the additional prohibition of sheretz ha'ov, a creeping thing which flies. Even if they are smaller than a kazayis, one who swallows an entire creature whole is still liable. Rav Ashi says, Hamash is nakova, one who holds back his bodily needs to relieve himself, transgresses lo tishaksu, you shall not make yourselves abominable. Rav Bibi Bar Abai says that one who drinks anything from a bloodletter's tube violates lo tishaksu. Rav Bar Huna said that if one mashed nine ants and added one live ant, completing a kazayis, and ate it, he receives six sets of malchus, the five mentioned before, and a sixth for a kazayis of nevela. This can require fewer ants if they are of a larger size. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Tes Zayin, and our standard siman is toes, and we use an acrobat with large toes to make the siman more distinct. So here goes. The man who heard the acrobat with large toes make a shavuot to do a double flip today and warned him he'll get malchus if he doesn't get around to it, since hasra safek shma hasra, didn't notice another acrobat grab a mother bird from its young and kill it, nullifying the asay, while his partner intentionally ate a hornet in midair, flying above six whips. Once again, slow motion. The man who heard the acrobat with large toes, that must be on Daf Tes Zayin. The man who heard the acrobat with large toes make a shavuot to do a double flip today and warned him he'll get malchus if he doesn't get around to it, since hasra safek shma hasra, which reminds us the Gemara brings a malchokas if hasra safek shma hasra. So the man who heard the acrobat with large toes make a shavuot to do a double flip today and warned him he'll get malchus if he doesn't get around to it, since hasra safek shma hasra, didn't notice another acrobat grab a mother bird from its young and kill it, nullifying the asi, which reminds us Rabbi Yochanan says that a lav hanitak la'asi where one can practically receive malchus because he holds bitul v'lo bitul, meaning one only receives malchus for a lav hanitak la'asi if he nullifies the possibility to fulfill the asi, is in the case of a shuach hakain by killing the mother bird. So the man who heard the acrobat with large toes make a shavuot to do a double flip today and warned him he'll get malchus if he doesn't get around to it, since hasra safek shma hasra, didn't notice another acrobat grab a mother bird from his young and kill it, nullifying the asay, while his partner intentionally ate a hornet in midair, flying above six whips, which reminds the Gemara brings the number of malchus one receives for eating various creeping creatures. Eating an ant incurs five sets, two for the general prohibitions and three more for the land sheretz prohibitions. Eating a hornet incurs six sets because of the additional prohibition of sheretz ha'ov, a creeping thing which flies. So once again, the man who heard the acrobat with large toes make a shavuot to do a double flip today and warned him he'll get malchus if he doesn't get around to it, since hasra safek shma hasra, didn't notice another acrobat grab a mother bird from its young and kill it, nullifying the asay, while his partner intentionally ate a hornet in midair, flying above six whips. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara, daf yud beis. So the siman daf yud beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. Well, three of the 12 brothers. 12 brothers? That must be on Daf Yud Beis. Well, three of the 12 brothers playing the Ir Mikot game were trying to pull away one who was grabbing onto the horns of a model Mizbeach, which reminds us, Rav said that Yo made two mistakes when he fled to the Mishkan in Shiloh and grabbed the horns of the Mizbeach. Number one, Tashe Eno Kolet El Gago. He erred in that only the Mizbeach's roof protects by standing on it, but he grabbed its horns. Number two, he also erred because only the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash offers refuge, and he grabbed the Mizbeach in the Mishkan in Shiloh. Abai said he made a third mistake. It only protects the Kohen performing the Avoda, and Yov was a non-Kohen. So while three of the 12 brothers playing the Ir Mikot game were trying to pull away one who was grabbing onto the horns of a model Mizbeach, others were debating whether it was a mitzvah or reshus to kill a brother who had left the area designated as an Ir Mikot, which reminds us Gemara brings three opinions regarding killing a rotzeach who left the Ir Mikot, whether it's a mitzvah for the Goel Adam to kill him or simply a reshus, and whether others are permitted to kill him. So while three of the 12 brothers playing the Ir Miklat game were trying to pull away one who was grabbing onto the horns of a model Mizbeach, others were debating whether it was a mitzvah or a shus to kill a brother who'd left the area designated as an Ir Miklat, when the oldest brother pointed out that that brother was safe since he was standing under a tree whose branches extended into the city, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if a tree is inside the tchum of the Ir Miklat and its branches are outside, or the reverse, hakol holech achra nof, everything follows the branches regarding whether the goa adam can kill him. Daf Yud Gimel. So the simmer Daf Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. At the bar mitzvah, that must be on Daf Yud Gimel. At the bar mitzvah where the guests received stylized cards, with a list of relatives one gets Malkus and Karisvar, which reminds us, the third pair begins with Elohen Alokin, and these are the ones who receive Malkus. Rashi notes that this is not a complete list. The mission proceeds to list relations with relatives which carry the penalty of Karis and teaches that they incur Malkus as well. So at the bar mitzvah where the guests received stylized cards, with a list of relatives one gets Malkus and Karisvar, the Bacher bar mitzvah darshan from Kedivu Shaso that if he were to be Mechal Shabbos, he would only be Chai Misa and not Malkus as well, which reminds us, Rav Shmuel derives that violating any love incurs Malkus. There are several exceptions, such as love Anita Kla'ase, because the love must be Dumya de love de Chasima, similar to the prohibition against muzzling a threshing animal. Rabbi Kiva holds Chai Misa's basin cannot also receive Malkus, because the Pasuk says, so, according to his wickedness, teaching, Mishum Risha Achaza Tamachaivo, you can punish him for one wickedness, Via Tamachaivo Mishum Shte Rashios, but you cannot punish him for two wickednesses for one act. Rabbi Shmuel holds that execution of Malkus are Misa Arichtahi, like one long death. So, at the bar mitzvah where the guests received stylized cards, with a list of relatives one gets Malkus and Karis for, the Bacher bar mitzvah darshan from Kedevi Shaso, that if he were to be Machal Shabbos, he would only be Chai Misa and not Malkus as well. And then wowed the guests by answering the question, what if I was only warned about Malkus and not Misa? Which reminds us, Rav explains the Malchokas differently. If the Edim had warned the transgressor of the Misa penalty, all agree that since he's executed, he does not additionally receive Malkus. They argue in a case of Da'asu Be'la Malkus, where they only warned him that he would receive Malkus, so he cannot be executed. Rav Shmuel holds, Lav Shenitin Lazarus Misa's Basin, Lokin Lav. One receives Malkus even for a prohibition given to warn about the death penalty when the death penalty cannot be carried out. Rabbi Kiva holds love shenitin lasaras misas basin ain woken love, because the love was written for the death penalty, because every punishment of basin requires an azara, warning in the Torah, and cannot be used for malchus. Daf Yudal. So the simmer Daf Yudal is a yad, a hand, and we use a juggler for the simmon. So here goes. The wicked juggler, that must be on Daf Yudalad, yud, hand. The wicked juggler who juggled three pink balls with the word sister on them over the heads of three separate karbanas using just one hand, which reminds us, on the previous daf, Rabbi Yitzchak said one does not receive malchus for averos with a karas penalty, which he darshans from the superfluous karas written by his sister. The Gemara ultimately explains what the rabbanan hold it teaches. Achayva achosa shi achos aviv shi achos imo, to obligate him in three separate karbanas for relations with his sister who is also his father's sister and also his mother's sister. This is possible in the case of Rishia bar Rishia, a wicked person, son of a wicked person. So the wicked juggler who juggled three pink balls with the word sister on them over the heads of three separate karbanas using just one hand was getting malchus for being tamei and touching kodesh with his other hand, which reminds us the mishnah in the previous daf taught that a tamei person who ate kashim foods receives malchus. Amoraim disagree on the source of the hazara. Rish Lakish says it's from Bekol Kodesh Lo Siga, she shall not touch any sacred food while she's tamei, which refers to eating. Ryochan derives it from a gezer shava of tumaso tumaso from a tamei who entered the mikdash. The Gemara asks that Rish Lakish uses this pasuk for a different prohibition. Tamei shenaga b'kodesh. If a tamei person touched kachim foods, Rish Lakish says he receives malchus based on the pasuk Bekol Kodesh Lo Siga, he shall not touch any sacred food. So, the wicked juggler who juggled three pink balls with the word sister on them over the heads of three separate karbanas using just one hand was getting malchus for being tamei and touching kodesh with his other hand while eating kachim meat before the zrikas adam, which reminds us, if a tamei person ate kachim meat before the throwing of the carbon's blood on the mizbeach, Rish Lakish says he receives malchus because Bekol Kodesh Lo Siga prohibits a tamei from eating kachim whether before or after zrika. Ryochan says he does not receive malchus because he derived the azar for eating kachim from a gezer shava, and the pasuk of tumaso is discussed in kachim, which may be eaten by a tahar, meaning after zrika. Daf Tezvav. So the simmer Daf Tezvav relates to Tu B'Shvat, and we use a fruit bowl. So here goes. The tamei man holding the fruit bowl, that must be on Daf Tezvav, two bishvat, fruit bowl. The tummy man holding the fruit bowl, who had been whipped for violating the losase of not entering the mikdash tummy, which is preceded by an ase, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol losase shekadmu ase lokin olav. Regarding any negative commandment preceded by an ase, one receives malchus for transgressing it. Although one can avoid malchus for a lav hanita kol ase, where the ase was given to correct the violation of the lav, an ase which precedes the lav does not exempt one from malchus. So the tummy man holding the fruit bowl, who had been whipped for violating the losase of not entering the mikdash tummy, which is preceded by an ase, presented it to a zanusa whom he had divorced to get her to remarry him to avoid another malchus, which reminds us, a brisa teaches onus shigirish, one who violated a basula, and after marrying her as required, he divorced her. Then if he's a Yisrael who may remarry her, maxer vein aloka, he remarries her and does not receive malchus. Since the ase to marry the anusa precedes the love to divorce her, he should receive malchus. Rava eventually answers, kol yama ba'amud v'hechzer, all his days he is subject to the commandment to arise and remarry her. The Torah's superfluous phrase, not to divorce her, all his days, teaches that if he does divorce her, she cannot remain divorced all his days, and he must remarry her. This ase follows the love. So the tummy man holding the fruit bowl, who had been whipped for violating the los ase of not entering the mikdash tame, which is preceded by an ase, presented it to a zanusa whom he had divorced to get her to remarry him, to avoid another malchus, not knowing that he would not be loka unless he made it impossible to fulfill the ase of remarrying her, which reminds us, someone quoted a brace regarding a lav hanitik l'ase with contradictory implications. It said that if the transgressor fulfilled the ase afterwards, he is exempt from malchus, implying that merely failing to fulfill it would incur malchus. Yet it concludes that if he nullified the ase, he receives malchus, implying he only receives malchus if he makes it impossible to fulfill the ase. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan told him to amend his brisa to teach bitul v'lo bitul. If he nullified the ase, he is liable. And if he did not nullify it, he is exempt. Reish Lakish held to amend it the opposite way, kimu v'lo kimu. If he fulfilled it when ordered by Beis Din, he is exempt. And if he did not fulfill it, he is liable. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you discuss falling the branches of a tree which is partially outside the Ir Miklat's boundaries to determine if one is allowed to kill the Rotseach? That's on daf Yud Beis. Good. Number two, which stuff do you know that one of the two cases of a lav hanitik l'ase which can come to Malkus is Shuach HaKein, where the person nullifies a mitzvah by killing the mother bird? That's on daf Tezayin. Good. Number three, which stuff do you learn what the din is in a case if the Kohen Gadol dies before or after the killer's Gemar din? That's on daf Yudav. Good. Number four, which stuff do you learn why an ones shagiresh does not receive malchus? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Number five, which stuff do you learn the Kohen Gadol's mother would provide food and clothing to those exiled so they shouldn't daven her son should die? That's on daf Yidav. Good. Number six, which daf do we machlokes if Hasra Safek Shema Hasra? That's on daf Tezayin. Good. Number seven, which daf do we learn about the mistake that Yoav made by grabbing onto the horns of the Mizbeach to save himself? That's on daf Yud Beis. Good. Number eight, which daf do we learn when Rekiva holds Chayvi Mises Basin cannot receive Malkas because the Pasuk says Kedei Rishaso? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number nine, which of the one that Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol losase shekadmu ase lokin olav. Any losase preceded by an ase, one receives malchus for transgressing it. That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Number ten, which of the one that one would receive six sets of malchus for eating a hornet? That's on daf Tezayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.